I'm not talking about recommendation now. No. Right. Let's then move, and it would seem, considering these little bit, well, these valuable inputs, that we may need to do what we wanted to avoid, paragraph by paragraph, but we may just need to go to do that to some extent. So page by page would be preferable than paragraph by paragraph. Can we have an agreement on that, members? Yes, great. Let's move. All right. We have no committee members have not made any input in the earlier part of the introduction, etc. But what I noticed from my own notes is we asked for the process to be noted clearly, and it's not anything extra. It would simply be the division which would come in I think what is called here the 1, 2, 3, just before, below the dots, the bullets. The Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, just above that, point 2, process. So simply a subheading. Now I'm going to make these inputs from myself and the notes that were made, and please raise your hand if it is something you believe may have been dreamed up in my sleep. So, can we just work on that basis? The second thing on the first page is a request for consideration. And that is that we start off this report as a technical way, and obviously we must comply with the rules of Parliament. But I think that it could be quite useful, and if, judging from all the handcards I read last night, I left Parliament at 2:30 this morning, there is certainly a precedent for this in many of the committee reports. And that is to put the thrust of what the committee believes they support as the substance in this report. So my proposal would be, in line with what you may have agreed to, the introduction and then the suggestion and proposal, the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry fully supports the framework agreement, which we say further on, that outlines South Africa's response to the global crisis. As we shift focus to stop deindustrialization and create employment opportunities and avoid any measures that would dilute regional integration. Each one of these points we have made further on. We all agreed that the EPA could lead to disintegration and fragmentation in the region. We all agreed that the framework was a useful policy document, again, further on. And there was an agreement from all members that we needed to stimulate industry and not continue to see it diluted or, as was described, radically reduced. So that's the proposal I'm putting on the table right now to come in as the first sentence. Yes, Honourable Gundalese.
Thank you, Chair. Just the word integration, would you object to that being replaced by cooperation? Because integration for me has got a slightly different meaning. And I think what we want to establish is greater cooperation. We don't want the free flow of products and services, etc., to stop. But integration, to for me, has got a slightly different meaning, and I think I need to spell it out.
Sure. Cool. Yes, I'm putting that on the table. I'd like to hear one or two views, Honourable Ambrosini.
I don't want to get involved in a very technical discussion, but I do agree the two words are very, very different, and they have a specific meaning in international law. international cooperation and international integration. My understanding of the commitment of this country since NEPAD is that of moving towards integration, with wise or unwise as it may be. So we are looking at forms of economic integration along the path of the, say, the European Economic Communities within the African Union. So in that context, the word integration would be the correct one, if that's what is meant to be expressed and seems to be consistent with the policy framework adopted at France.
Thank you. Members, just to indicate where this was taken from in the original report, which you accepted, was on page 3. It was there already. That's what I said. All I've done is I took these out of the places in the report and took it to the intro. On page 3, you will see under the... So I didn't put the word in, and in fact it never even came from the ALC. It says here, South Africa and other members were of the view that fundamental matters needed to be resolved before. It is important that this matter, and that was the statement from the committee, ought to be resolved to ensure that regional integration should be consolidated and not fragmented. So it's there already, but maybe...
I think we're making a meal of this. Mr. Ambrosini is absolutely right. The policies of the African Union, of NEPAD, is regional integration. It's our policy as government. So the word integration is absolutely intrinsic to what we're about and what we've been doing. So let's not have a long discussion about it. I'm sure the member will agree. So we don't need a long debate.
Yes, I wasn't anticipating anything long myself. So let's move. That was just that one, and I was asking for your agreement on that particular one. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
The other one is purely a semantic type of issue. It's in the second paragraph, the President's 2009. Rather than putting it that way, the rejig, because the State of Nation actually came after. The debate after the budget was first passed, the principle of the budget was already there, you know, and then we had the State of Nation. So to take account of that, the strategic objectives of the Department of Trade and Industry is underpinned by the President's State of Nation. Just to, so those are the issues there, and then of course these all these little bullets, etc., on there. All right, fine. That means we can successfully go... We're in a difficult position here. Is this not enough? Is this enough? Maybe if I could just point out that the Chair of Economic Development just wanted to clarify what was the first or second State of Nation. It was the second State of Nation address coming after the budget, but that perhaps it may be advisable just to indicate that, or maybe we could simply say is underpinned by President Zuma. Then it's quite clear which president we're talking of. So whatever, let's not turn this into a meal, as we say. Can we move? Page 2. The next one is the policy context. Now, at some point, Honourable Ndikalana, you're the one who should be reminding us about all your points there as to when we're going to insert them, all right? Because this looks like trade policy coming up just now, under 3. You've got that long piece there on the policy context, page 2. There are no other inputs there that I'm aware of. The only difference that we have further cleaned up here is nothing extra, but is just a rejigging of the paragraphs themselves. And I'm going to ask the content specialist to put up what she's got there. You'll see that all the points are there. It's just been indicated much more clearly. For example, the IPAC is the one that members were concerned with and spoke to some length on the fact that the action plan may not achieve what it was intended to achieve. And so that has been captured in here. Any comments? Can we move with it? Yes.
Sorry, Chair. I'm in a disadvantaged position because I came straight from the house to here to be in town, and therefore I don't have my documentation in front of me. Can I just again ask, is it state of national address? Are you happy with that as well?
Absolutely not. It's state of the nation. Obviously, we don't want to start introducing new things. State of nation, yes. Well, we were told not to abbreviate it. We've got, you know, soda, sauna, and all of that. We shouldn't be abbreviating these things. Okay. So can we just move then to the next South Africa's vision? That seems to is the same as it always was. The next one. Please look at the third paragraph there, or the one that says, the minister indicated. Under one to the third paragraph that you're looking at before, that's been rejigged to clean it up with all the same points made again, the lead sectors identified, etc., etc. You then go on to 1, 2, 3, 4. The minister pointed out that the framework for South Africa's response to the international economic crisis calls for a coordinated response, etc. The committee agreed that the framework's expanding could. There was a discussion as to whether it should or could, and the view was that a lot of the members felt it could only be could. It's not clear that it will definitely, only a possibility. So that's been put down as is. The other thing the committee put in was that it emphasized the need for DTI not to work in silos, but to work closely with all the institutions. It wasn't clear whether this was the agencies or the institutions. That's why I'm drawing your attention to it. Was it the agencies or the institutions? Move there. And then we come to the end of that paragraph, which simply says the ministry's intention is to broaden the ART. Did we spell that out earlier? Etc. The ministry's intention to broaden that in the bus record. You've got all of that down here until you go to page 3. You then have, on page 3, the minister confirmed the intention of rolling out that ICAP, and you've got all of the bullets. You can see your bullets if you're holding your hard copy at the bottom of the page, and on the new page there, you'll see them on page 3, developing and implementing, etc.
I seem to have a different version to the hard copy the new has. And some members there
are saying the same.
Is yours the same as this?
It is the same, but I think the chairperson is reading from the draft on the screen as we go on. So that's why it is sometimes a bit difficult to follow.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
But
can I suggest that in future we number paragraphs? You know, we did say that.
We didn't capture that one right now. It was just that we were under a lot of pressure.
I'm a bit lost.
I do agree with you, but there was a view in the little secretariat, as it were, that let's number them afterwards, so we don't redo the numbering. But next time we can pick up your point, Honourable Chua. Don't worry, we all are. Right. Members, we're on page 3, the bullets. There's no changes to that. The committee welcomes the minister's commitment to trade policy. Now, that's an addition. Can you see that underlined? This is the copy I had in the room in which I made notes on. And under here, you asked for all your inputs to be noted, and in here it said very clearly that in the committee's opinion this was a welcome thing. All it is said in better English, and that is that the committee welcomes the minister's comments. Right, you then go to the last paragraph before page 3. I mean, before bullet 3 or point 3, with regard and all of that, or with respect to South, these are little cleanups. And then you've got point 3. And this is where some of the changes from the committee come in at some point. Further on. I don't see any hands yet. Page 4. 3.1 industrial development. And we're just going right down the page, board-based economic development 3.2.2, and we move on to page 5, the Southern African Customs Union. There was some discussion about, after trade policy now, 3.4, Honourable Njikalala, would you like to make your input?
Yes, but just before I go into there, just on the second version, I thought with regards to 3.1, the revision of IPA this time would be fairly locked with the consultation of the committee. Or even both committees for that matter. The rest of the comments. Because the last time it was rather thin, so we hope that the consultation will be more intensive and robust during the process of refinement.
Just a minute,
Honorable
Speaker, I'm not sure which document you're reading from now, because my original document, 3.1, is industrial development.
Yes, that's
what I'm saying. I thought you said EPA.
Yes, I'm just sitting in front of that one. Just figured in my mind that it will be helpful. I take note that there doesn't mean that the impact will be for the action plan that is supposed to be defined. And all I'm emphasizing is that we need to be clear to our mind that the consultation of the communities, not just the business, also the development, will be fairly intensive this time. If I can then just go to 3.4.
We're taking that on board, aren't we?
Yeah.
Both committees need to be consulted on.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move.
Yes. With regards to 3.4.1 and page 5, all I'd like to add is that the Department Committee has said that it is going to present the initial draft of state policy after a meeting with the cabinet. Because we did remind
the question that they owe us a revelation, as they said in late 2007. So, can I move?
With regards to 3.5.1,
I have proposed that rather than saying competition commission, let's say competition authority. Sorry for that. Because we are two. It's the competition commission and competition tribunal. So a generic understanding will just say competition authority. In other words, we need both of them. And also in this instance, the one has to remind you that there was an emphasis that said, once again, you know, we need to ensure that there is adequate resources for more effectiveness of the competition authorities in their work. Can I move on, Chair?
Could you just hold on there? Effectiveness of the competition authorities, yes, we can put that in straight away, but then it shouldn't be in caps because there are a couple of them. That's not their name. They're just, what do you call it, a global sort of thing. Yeah. But can we hold on there for a minute, Honourable Jikalana, because the chairperson of economic development wanted to come in a bit earlier. And then we just overtook them. Could you talk to the mic, chairperson? Look at the
It's okay. I'm not sure whether I'm audible. Thank you very much, chairperson. And I know my numbers seem to be a bit lost because we're not part of the, you know, deliberations with the department and itself from the state level. But I did explain that we have to just come in as it is what we agreed that we're going to do in the state level. What I wanted to come in on was the issue around the 3.3.1. When I read this paragraph, the chairperson, talking about the concern of the committee, which is quite okay, regarding the signing by the state of the EPA. I find it, you know, just coming in without any introduction, which to me, if you just put it as it is to the public, might be a bit confusing. I thought maybe it could be, you know, a bit explained. I don't know how, I don't have a recommendation yet, but if it can have the context so that it is clear what we are talking in terms of what the minister raised. I can see the DG and the minister's responses, but they still do not, to me, explain the introduction.
Members, we really, is there anyone who has a theory of difference to that? Because I think that, yes, because we're so involved with this, we hardly notice that ourselves, so therefore when someone does see something for the first time. And the content specialist, Ms. Hurley, you're listening there, are you? And obviously, where is the researcher, by the way? I hope he's not gone AWOL.
Can I just say that first sentence, obviously us, that is more of family with a background than the reality. Obviously for me that first sentence says everything. But I don't know, you know, what other explanation one that this is with regard, because it says it's the EPA that's been signed. Maybe one that just clarify the EPA, say what that is.
Well, we did two things. First of all, if the EPA spelt out earlier, yes. Now, but you know, we also have to remember we're here dealing with this all the time, and then you speak to South Africa, and let's be quite honest, there's some members of our family who have just said also be wondering what it was. So, no, but what you are thinking, harm just explains so that all South Africans are on board. Can
Can we do that? So just a couple of symptoms or so. I mean, you don't have to debate it now because I know you've got that in your head. So you're just going to put it down then. Of course, you're not talking to your mind, do you?
There's an additional paragraph under the minister's, the policy context. If you can just look at that in conjunction, if that doesn't make sense, we may add it to the
just before 3, the last paragraph just before 3.
Okay, I don't see anyone with a major problem there.
and then the conclusion, the department would have to brief the committee regularly. We said this repeatedly in the committee. We were not happy with this whole group of coaching companies, you know, agencies or whatever. So, you know, there's no disagreement there. So having said that, we've incorporated all the additions so far. We will get the semantics and the rejigging done ourselves. And then, as we move then to the, and next now we're going to, I'd like to just hear what the, anything that we can add to the conclusion from economic development, but also to the recommendations. But before I get there, I'd like to ask all members, is there anything in the report, you've studied this, that you want to open up the discussion? Yes, Honourable Chira.
Chair, there's a small adjustment that I wanted to, that I submitted in writing to 4.41. It says here that the IDC's income is mainly generated internally. That's not accurate.
Thank you.
And what I've written, can you read what I wrote? Because I've made a copy.
Right, what you've written here is that the 4.4.1 should say investments in South African companies.
Yeah.
So if I look at 4.4.1, you would say, responded that its income is mainly generated through its investments. In fact, it spoke about getting dividends or something.
Oh, that's right.
So you're quite right.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll, that's not a problem for any of us, is it? Thank you. And Honourable Turek says, I hope you've had your eye out for anything else that wasn't accurate. I really mean that.
Oh,
and then we can, I'm going to just change places for a minute. The chair
was
an issue.
Just the word companies,
yes,
and not companies.
Companies. Companies with an S. Yes. Okay. Honourable Ambrose.
I was reacting to your last comment, which I understood as asking whether one saw some problems with the report, and we indicated in our written submission we do have a problem not in what's in the report but what is not in the report. But this, I think, is a broader discussion not to be had here now. But it is a specific issue, and I've not been able to attend all the meetings, which I like to raise first for no other reason to have clearance about. We received a presentation from Kula that Kula wants to go direct and needs to go direct. We heard their argument, and in this report, the impression is given that we are, or the committee is endorsing them. This is going to be massive financial implication for the state. If memory serves me well, I think it's 1.8 billion rand. I'm not suggesting that it's the wrong thing to do, but in the absence of the committee having held a discussion on the matter and having applied its mind, I think that first we would fall short of exercising our supervisory role if we just endorse a presentation that we have received ahead of the possibility of us discussing the matter in greater depth.
Yes, it's
I'm sorry if I'm going to sound like a veteran, but this matter has been discussed in this committee over many years, and it's a long fight. The committee has in the past felt that the wholesale model was totally inadequate, particularly with respect to small enterprises. Kula was not reaching to them. So before, in the past, we had Nsika, which failed, and Kula was trying to take over the role of the direct help. And the issue has been before Cabinet on many occasions. Cabinet had many reservations along the lines that you have. And in the end, I think Cabinet has decided, as we had many years ago, that there's no option because the need out there is very strong. So if I may suggest that this is a subject we could discuss again at the right time, not in the context of this report, but we could examine the question of the scale would be acceptable. But I would suggest that if we can finish the report and consider additional points later. I have an additional point, Chair. Chair's lost. I have an additional point to raise, but I think we should dispense with the report, adopt it, and discuss additional points later.
I think that partly addresses your inquiry, Honourable Ambrosini, but at this meeting, which you may not, you did come in for, but you had to go to another meeting, you will recall. This was raised by members of the committee. Those of us who were present remember that some of the questions that were asked, I mean, Honourable Murray, you may recall, because I know it was someone from the DA who was saying, well, where, how's it going to get the funding? Where is the funding coming from? Are they taking over the commercial banks role? Well, you know, there's quite a lot of interrogation here to do precisely with the question you are pursuing here and inquiring. And in fact, the committee was of the opinion there is a lot of questions around this, notwithstanding that this appears to be a positive response to the committee's inquiry over several terms earlier, that it should do something in this direction. But they could not answer, or there wasn't time to address all the concerns. So you'll see in the conclusion, if not earlier, under 5.5.1, that the committee wants the full briefing. We may want to put this a little bolder than that, that Kula Enterprise provides the committee with a full briefing on the implementation plan and its financing arrangements. You know, we can add to that slide because it was a serious issue brought up, and it was an issue of substance, which we spent about 10-15 minutes on. So you're quite right. And then again, we've asked them to table a report on the profile. Who is there in these financial intermediaries under the recommendations? So the concern you've expressed here was expressed in detail. So after you've made your input, I'm going to just move across to economic development. But please, again, thank you.
Be very short, Madam Chair. I'm aware that my humble request, if we could have language that you can capture in the best way possible, which suggests that the committee requests a report on the options through which CULA is going to go direct. I'm a novice and I do concede to that by trying to do some catching up. So I'm not questioning the need of going direct, but looking at the options, including the possibility of strategic partnership with financial institutions, so as to shift some of the burden, financial burden on the commercial bank, if it is as viable as CULA puts it to us, because all the discussions the Honourable Member was referring to took place in a different period of history, when the money was plenty and now it's not.
Certainly the point is made and I think is expressed on page 11, but look, let's all just put some substance into the report and enrich it where we can. I'm going to, at this point, hand over to the Chairperson of Economic Development, who also wants to address us on certain issues that her committee would have come up with. Am I correct, Honourable Chairperson?
Chair, thank you very much. I didn't think I'll do that as the chair of the committee, but I thought you will be driving us throughout the meeting. Maybe to assist in terms of the processes that the committee went through. We, of course, had a briefing by the Minister on economic development. And as you all know, that it's not just a proclaimed department, and therefore we, as the new department, we do not expect to have any strategic plan documents or any budget related to that department. But what is important and relevant to this meeting today, regarding the briefing we had with the Minister, I think, and to me, it's something that perhaps we can be able to include in the report, is around the processes that will be taking place from now towards the end of the financial year, which I think does involve, you know, the budgetary process that we're dealing with now. We should know that they will be dealing with the initial phases of establishing the department within the next 3 months, meaning that by the end of September, they must have finalized the initial processes of establishing the department. That, of course, would need financial support or resources, meaning that then the treasurer will be assisting the department by allocating either the supplementary or taking out of the IAPTI certain allocation along the line function areas that may possibly be falling within the ministry itself. So that would be up to the end of the of September, and then that would lead them towards the adjustment period. And that adjustment period would then allow the Minister of Finance to officially table the adjusted budget and correct also the 6 month budget in the assembly. But then you realize that there is also a process that has already started for the next financial year, in preparation for the next financial year. This look a bit technical, and I know we want to deal with the political issues, but it is very important to us as a department, as a committee overseeing a new department. So that process will be at least be finalized, we are told, by the end of September. That is the strategic plan document for the 2010 MCF, 11 MCF. That will be finalized by the end of September. To me, that is at least giving us a chance to interact with what exactly the department is intending to do. And we'll be in a position then to divorce ourselves, like we hope by then, from the department, from the committee, so that we can be able to engage with our own department. So, in terms of our input into the report, we thought we should not neglect, you know, some of the issues as raised by the minister. Completely out. We should not actually neglect them from the report. We should have some indication into the report of the committee because we are dealing with this matter jointly. So that it is understood that we jointly handle this matter and we understood what was going on within the department. And that's the reason why we had to deal with it. I don't know whether there are any members from the committee who would want to contribute in as far as our deliberations in the last meeting are concerned. Comrade Wang?
Thank you, Comrade Chairperson. I think I do agree for you declare very clear for the what our new department, new committee for this focus. Of course, for the
I call it development, the minister highlighted, I think, a speech for yesterday in the press and the budget of both. So this department is at the moment allocated for a permanent issue. Yeah. I think it's the chairperson only to highlight the end of September we will be allocated, clear for which one we from the DTI side. Because now it's confusing, even I'm a member of this committee, I sit here today. This old report is a story of confusion to me because I don't attend all the year. It's a paragraph for everyone. So I think I do agree with my chairperson said. So I keep the full support here. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. Can we hear from Mr. Wang Yang? You know, I wanted to talk to the first name.
Thank you very much, Chair. I want to agree entirely with you and on the approach that you're suggesting. And for us to have meaningful contribution at that station is very much important that, and a number of behaviors should actually take an impact. And so we must find a way of creating some kind of synergy. And in the manner in which we capture the
Thank you, Chair. Yes, Uncle Chair, I think that it would be very useful for us to capture three of the points so far that you have made. My copy is just along here somewhere. It seems to lose itself every 5 minutes. But right at the beginning of the process as well, I don't think we explained there that each committee met separately with their ministers. And we don't have to wait for them, but I think that there should be an agreement that has to be noted. That's the reality. And that then further on the point that you are making, there is something in the budget which I think is put under the strategy plan. So we're exactly on the strategy plan, and somewhere down here there's something on the budget itself, DTI, the vote, etc. Somewhere here we're talking about the vote. We want to capture this point you have made about Treasury reviewing. Perhaps you can draft something for the content specialist to include. Do we have a problem with that, with what we've just heard? I'm looking at all members of the committee. Do we have a problem with that? It's not there where the red is, it's what has just been said verbally now.
Fine.
So that would then just be included. And then we come to probably the sort of third thing that you were still expanding on, a couple of the points that this is this own department, it is economic development, focusing on policy, some of the points have already been made. And exactly where do we put that? Is it going to be in the conclusion, in the recommendations, or both? I think that perhaps you could address that, Chairperson, yourself, Honourable Chair.
Chair, thank you. I think let's allow members to talk to the issue first, so that it doesn't become the Chairperson to Chairperson. Can we allow Mr. Comrade Chirok, and then Mr. Ngonyama.
Thanks, Comrade Chair. I think widely known that the establishment of a new department is a challenge, but we should also note that it offers both it also offers opportunities, so that the fact that by the time all processes are finalized, you know, that will be happening over a period of time. It means that continually we should also be engaging and being challenged to enrich what the department should do. You know, when I say we, I also mean the department itself, you know, in terms of the minister and the officials. But even ourselves, It means continually we have to feel challenged to engage it.
Okay. I understand you to be saying that we should be following up on the department so that they see the need of speeding up.
Speeding up, but also in terms of the climate going towards the final product. It means that continually there must be the interaction to enrich that. So that the fact that the new department, we may even end up with a better department than if it had been an old department, so that we take advantage of its newness.
Okay, continuous interaction, the department needed. I think that's part of the recommendations that we've been putting in for the purposes of what he indicated. Thank you. The next, what was it? Oh, yes,
yeah. I think it's quite proper that we should say something that we look forward to the establishment of the new department and for the benefits that it will bring to the work of DDI itself. To be a positive spin, I think we should say something positively like that.
Thank you.
Well, I think that I concur, and with the remarks from the honourable member. However, I thought that it would be very much important for us to profile the department in the report quite substantially, and in the sense that it is possible because this department came as a result of a special announcement by the state president. And therefore, it's a milestone in that sense. And to just capture it in maybe one or two paragraphs will not be doing justice to the and to SONA and to the intention and of the state president. I would imagine that when we go to the report, right at the beginning, there is the present state of the nation in the introduction. And if it was possible for us to come up maybe with one or two paragraphs, and as part of that statement, the president announced the following. And then we go on the vision of this department and so on, and the reason why it established, the synergy that and that the minister was briefing us about, so that there is some kind of a strong profile that will be in the department, and for what it was, thanks.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Wonya. No, I'll actually want that. I think we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that this is not good. We haven't actually engaged on any strategic vision of the department, because that would also, you know, put other things to be, you know, the attention shouldn't, like we were saying, separate our interaction with the minister from, you know, what happened, even though we're not part of. But at least the way we integrate whatever our discussions were is very important, like you're saying. But I wanted us not to go into the vision, because the minister did indicate that until that time, that is around September, October, there's nothing to type on in the first division concerns or the strategy of the department. I mean, Mr. Wong, Corporate Wong, you were raising your hand. Did I note you?
No.
No, I didn't. All right. Mr. Ambrosini?
No, I'm not sure. Basically, I'm a member of both committees. I think that over and above the welcoming remarks and the good offices and the other sentiment expressed area which one endorses, the less one says, the better it is, because the parameters of the department have not yet been defined, and it seems that one would preempt the discussion by stating things which are still in a very fluid state.
Thank you very much.
members of the Economics Committee. These times, I think it's presented to me, but I think we've covered quite a number of areas of our proposal to adopt this report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I just look, you know, we've covered to some degree in the process and so on, but there is a point made about the SOMA. President Zuma did actually make a clear statement for what this department would be doing as it were. We get the instructions. And as we have, we always in these budget reports try to link it to the SOMA. It could be useful to have included that somewhere near the policy issue somewhere under that context. So, but we can't go further than that, I certainly would agree, because the strategic plan isn't there and it is not entirely clear. So I don't want to repeat what everyone has said. Suffice that we move there. So, Chairperson, while I don't agree entirely with Dr. Robbie that it's just move on and on and on, I think we have got to go through to any other points you may have made under recommendations, if any.
Chair, I think I'm covered. I think what is left is for us to craft something for submission, but as long as we agree with the, you know, the approach, I think it's fine. And I didn't hear anyone saying anything contrary.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we have already agreed that let's adopt the report and it will remain to the technocrats just to iron out. It means then whatever you said is you are going to add there. It's not contrary with the committee. So we said then let's integrate that. And then for the process to go forward, let's adopt this and we said we trust the chairperson those people with her so that they can be able to integrate because there are no differing view when we find that from all the parties. So let's adopt the report and with necessary changes. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable and Trudy. Well, then, in that case, just formally, let's get to the recommendation, which is the last page. I don't know how long this is.
May I catch your attention, please?
Yes, just get me.
Taking back before we get to the specific recommendations, I'm looking at that area on 3.8 on cooperatives, and then I wanted if we look at the third sentence where it says especially in rural areas. I was thinking that instead of catching the areas themselves, but we should, one way or the other, we should capture the gap between the disparities in our societies. Because the key thing is that these disparities are all over, whether it is urban, whether it is industrial, whether it is agricultural, whether it is rural. So that we it will then cater for all areas. I don't have the words that I will use right now, colleague.
I think the point is taken, and that will be included. I'm sure that Ms. Herling is listening. And there was just one last hand on my left. I think it was the Honourable Marie.
Yes, Madam Chair, so just with the conclusions, at 6.5, I think you mentioned that where Kula must come back with the implementation plan, and I think your words was and the financing arrangements. So that must be included there as well.
Okay.
and that is financing arrangements. Have you got that, Ms. Hurley?
Right.
Just let's do those conclusions one by one quickly. There's 6.1 on the clarity on the roles of departments, etc. I think we all agree on that, do we? If we don't, just raise your hand. 6.2, the Department of Trade DTR briefs the Committee on how it intends to address the resource constraints within 3 months of the adoption. 6.3, on the development and implementation, well, we've said this repeatedly, the RPAC within 6 months. 6.4,